Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Back with us is Rory Harvey, Global Vice President of Cadillac. I want to start with the news about the Cadillac Lyriq. And I'm wondering what is constraining supply so much. We've, of course, heard about everything related to components. We know that it's been a nightmare for car companies to try to get chips and also the raw materials that are just required for batteries here. But talk to us about why the Lyriq is 2 years out at this point.
Yeah, so I guess at the moment there's just significant demand for the product. If you looked at it, you know, we had expectations that we set. We pulled the vehicle forward 9 months, and you know, at the moment demand is exceeding our expectations. So we're looking at expanding our capacity. We're looking at gaining incremental manufacturing capacity. We're looking at gaining incremental components, and we've actually expanded our production through till the end of February significantly over the original plan. So at the moment, it's more a case of being able to keep up with the demand. There's not specific challenges necessarily related to semiconductors, et cetera. It's just significant demand.
Okay, we'll talk about that demand here just in the last 30 seconds that we have with you. And then we're going to do a break, and then we'll come back with you for some more, Rory. But give us some numbers here about demand.
Yeah, so we had about 250,000 hand raisers. We've not disclosed our production numbers for model year 2023, but suffice to say that it sold out within 4 hours.
Wow.
The limited edition, the debut edition that we put on sale initially, again, sold out in just over 10 minutes. So, you know, there's just so many people that are excited about Cadillac coming forward in terms of the all-electric Lyriq. It's just, it's fantastic. It puts a smile on our face.
Rory, before we went to the break, you were talking about the demand. You saw 250,000 hand raises. Does that mean, that doesn't mean deposits, right? That means expressions of interest?
No. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, these are people that have said, you know, as details become more available, we'd like to be kept in contact with you. We'd like to get the extra details, et cetera. And then, you know, we opened the order bank up on May the 19th, and that was when we sold out the first model year.
Okay. I don't work for a global car manufacturer. I don't work for a global car brand. So I could be wrong here, but it does seem like you guys are leaving money on the table here with this type of interest that it sold out within 4 hours, one version selling out within 10 minutes. You can't get it till 2024. I mean, what went wrong in the planning of figuring out how much people would want this thing?
So a couple of comments, really. I guess, firstly, just it'll be 23 model year that is sold out at the moment. So the 24 model year will actually start during quarter one of next year.
Oh, so if you were to place okay. Today, that's a great clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you will be able to get a vehicle probably sometime in quarter two of next year. So,
so that's about a year from now.
You know, yeah, exactly. So, you know, that sort of puts in balance a little bit in terms of the pricing. Obviously, we do look at pricing in terms of the debut edition. We wanted to go out there with our best foot forward. We put a very attractive special price out there, just under $60,000. And in terms of the vehicles that are on sale now, it's just under $63,000 for the rear-wheel drive and $65,000 for the all-wheel drive. So, as always, we will look at the competitive set, but we wanted to really get a grip in the market. We think that we've got a superb product, and we want to get as many customers enjoying that product as possible.
Do you anticipate having to delay that delivery target at this point?
Not really. It's one of those ones, I hesitate a little bit because there is still uncertainty out there in terms of supply chain. I think, I just heard some of the show talking about COVID. There are still challenges in terms of semiconductors. I would say that the industry is stabilizing overall from some of the speed bumps that have come up in the last couple of years. But at the moment, we've got a high degree of confidence. The next big test for us is August, where we really ramp up the production capacity of the Lyric. But at the moment, I would say that we're confident in our ability to be able to deliver in line with the estimates that we've given to customers.
How do you ramp up production when supply chains are just snarled around the world? It's not just components that are going into these things. It's the raw materials that are going into batteries. Give me an idea, Rory, how GM is handling that and how Cadillac is handling that.
Yeah, so, we have a task force that's in place that meets multiple times, not just every week, but every day. We go to different suppliers. We look at second-tier suppliers. We go direct to some of the second-tier suppliers. We look at securing materials, securing components on a long-term basis. There's a whole stream of work that goes on in terms of doing that. And at the moment, I would say that we're in a much better position as a company than we were during the course of last year, indeed, as most OEMs were during the course of last year. And I would say the first couple of months of this year have really started to stabilize, but there is still pent-up demand from COVID, from semiconductors, et cetera. So at the moment, there's still more demand than there is supply of product, which means that there's strong pricing in the marketplace and relatively low incentives from manufacturers.
What, Rory, is the biggest bottleneck here? If you were to say there's one component or one raw material that's just giving you the most trouble, what is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure that there is. I think, the thing that that we've got is we've got, demand that is just absolutely massive. And we're really positive and really pleased in terms of that. So, we're just looking now continuously as to how we can pull the levers to be able to execute increased manufacturing capabilities and supply chain capabilities to be able to meet that demand.
Well, let me ask the question a different way. If there's one lever you could magically wave a magic wand to pull right now, which one would it be?
It would probably be supply chain in terms of it. But, it's a difficult one to say because, we've certainly got the ability to be able to deliver versus our business plan. And indeed, we're increasing our supply over and above our business plan. So from that point of view, I would say it's still positive. But we could always build more and we could always sell more.
Rory, I would love to hear your thoughts on the competition, because when you think EV, most people in the U.S. would think Tesla. And if you think about the target there, how do you surpass Tesla?
Yeah, it's a great question, lots of people ask the question in terms of Tesla. I guess from my perspective, I'm just really focused in terms of what we can do as Cadillac. We've got some distinct advantages, I believe. We've got a dealer network out there that can provide after-sales coverage, that can provide support in the aftermarket. We've got a great coverage of dealers. Indeed, if you looked at GM overall, I think that 90% of customers can get to a dealer within 10 minutes. So we think that with our product knowledge, with our history, with our pedigree, with our customer care ethos, with our footprint of distribution, that we can have a competitive advantage there.
Rory, does it concern you at all if a customer's on a waiting list for an EV that they're going to say, I'm not willing to wait a year for this. I want something sooner. I need something sooner. And they go to a competitor?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. We haven't seen that in terms of the debut edition, as an example, in terms of people saying that, the time is too long to wait. Indeed, if you looked at many OEMs at the moment, as an example, if a customer orders a high demand vehicle, there's going to be an extended lead time for customers to be able to get that vehicle. So yes, it does concern me. But at the moment, I don't see it fundamentally as a big issue.
I am curious. I mean, sort of the word of the day, the word of the week, the word of really this year, it seems to be recession. And everyone is talking about, when is the recession going to come? Is it inevitable? I'm curious, when you think about the person who might be buying EVs from Cadillac, do you think that a recession would undercut some of that demand that you've already seen?
Yeah, I think, it depends on the recession and the extent of a recession as to what impact it has in the marketplace. If you looked at it at the moment, the luxury segment of the marketplace continues to increase. If you looked at the pent-up demand that is there, it's very much focused across the industry, but even more so in terms of luxury. So I think that we've got enough demand to be able to continue to have very strong sales performance for an extended period of time. But there's no doubt that if there is a recession, dependent upon the extent, that it will have an impact on the market.
Rory, give us an idea of what you're doing, what Cadillac is doing, what GM is doing behind the scenes right now in order to have that portfolio of Cadillac vehicles be all electric by 2030?
Yeah, so, you know, if you looked at it, we've now launched our last ICE vehicle. Literally, if you go back a few weeks now, we announced the Cadillac Escalade V. I guess it was a derivative within the Escalade family. But from this point forward, every vehicle that we will launch will be an EV. We literally teased last week or the week before Celestiq, which will be an ultra-luxury vehicle, as an example. So we put a few schematics of that vehicle out there in the marketplace, and we're looking forward to breaking some news on that in the sort of July, August, September timescale. So everything really is focused on EVs from a Cadillac perspective now and into the future.
And those are fully EVs, not hybrids, right?
These are full EVs, and you know we have the GM proprietary Ultium battery system, which, again, from my point of view, is a big advantage because it means that you know the vehicles are designed with the battery in mind, and the battery the same. So it's not that we're looking to convert ICE vehicles and fit the batteries into those ICE vehicles. So I think again that gives us a competitive edge.
Rory Harvey, Global Vice President at Cadillac, joining us on the phone from Park City, Utah, on this Tuesday afternoon. Really appreciate you taking the time, Rory.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.